I'm Ron Delachiesa from WCRB in Boston, bringing you a live Boston Symphony Orchestra concert from the Koussevitzky Music Shed at Tanglewood. After a few changes to the stage here at the Shed, this concert will continue with the Piano Concerto No. 3 by Sergei Prokofiev with soloist Nikolai Lugansky. Well, if the music that opened this program, Aaron J. Kernis's Musica Celestis, offers a consoling and beautiful vision of transcendence through a simplicity of musical gesture, the music we're about to hear takes us in a very different direction, one of complexity and virtuosity, all to dazzling effect. Prokofiev's third piano concerto is one of the composer's most popular works, and it also crystallizes the essence of who Prokofiev was as a person. He wasn't known as a particularly warm figure. Rather, he was, by all accounts, aloof, provocative, and headstrong. And as with so many people you and I probably know, those qualities were both a curse and a blessing. The curse side of that equation might seem self-evident, especially in his younger student years. Prokofiev had a way of pulling off a sort of anti-Dale Carnegie, demonstrating on a regular basis how to lose friends and alienate people. Well, that blessing, however, was that those qualities dissolved any barriers to following a musical path unlike anyone else around him. Prokofiev came of age just as his home country of Russia was entering the turmoil of revolution, political upheaval, and outright war, both in and outside its borders. And in 1918, he left behind all of that to seek opportunities in the West. His first stop was Chicago, where he hoped to premiere his opera, The Love for Three Oranges. Frustrated by the difficulty of getting it produced, though, he left for Paris in 1920. And really, who can blame him? Paris in the 20s embodied everything a creative artist could want. Sergei Diaghilev and his groundbreaking Ballet Russe were at the center of a potent intersection of French and Russian cultures. And Serge Koussevitzky, in the years before his legendary tenure as music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, was producing his own groundbreaking concert series as well. And that's the creative atmosphere Prokofiev walked into. And he walked out with his third piano concerto. The composer returned to Chicago in 1921 for the long-awaited premiere of The Love for Three Oranges, and took that opportunity to also give the first performance of the Piano Concerto No. 3, the work we're about to hear. Reflecting so much about the public reception of this composer in general, the piece received sharply divided reactions. In Chicago, the audience loved it. In New York, it was virtually the opposite. Nevertheless, the third piano concerto has become the most frequently performed of Prokofiev's five concertos for the piano. Technically, it's every bit the challenge the others are, but it also brings with that challenge a kind of lyricism that's addictive from the moment it hits your ears, as it also looks to the future and the composer's musical evolution. And to play it this afternoon, we'll hear pianist Nicholas Lugansky, noted for his performances of works by Mozart and Chopin, as well as Rachmaninoff and Prokofiev. Concerto highlights for the 2016 season include his debuts with both the Berlin Philharmonic and the Vienna Symphony, and also return engagements with the Philharmonia Orchestra, St. Petersburg Philharmonic, the Orchestre National de France, Philadelphia Orchestra, St. Louis Symphony, and Tokyo Metropolitan Symphony. And we're about to hear him play the Prokofiev right now. Here he is, coming on stage, Nikolai Lugansky, joining the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And conductor Ken David Mazur will hear the Piano Concerto No. 3 by Prokofiev, performed in concert here at Tanglewood on WCRB.
Thank you.
The brilliant finale of the Piano Concerto No. 3 by Sergei Prokofiev, performed in concert here at Tanglewood by Nikolai Logansky, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and BSO assistant conductor Ken David Mazur, the most frequently performed of all five of Prokofiev's piano concertos, no less demanding than any of them. First performed by the BSO January 1926, Kuzovitsky conducted, and the composer was soloist in Symphony Hall. The first performance out here at Tanglewood, August 11th, 1963. Eric Langsdorff conducted, George Boulet was the soloist. And now Nikolai Logansky has added his name to the record book, performing it out here at Tanglewood with the Boston Symphony Orchestra and our BSO assistant conductor, Ken David Mazur. Our soloist studied at Moscow's Central School Music School and the Moscow Conservatory. And in April 2011, he was awarded the honor of People's Artist of Russia. Previously here with the Boston Symphony and Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3. That was in Symphony Hall in October of 2012. He's on stage now, next to the piano, Nikolai Logansky. As I mentioned earlier, noted for his performances of works by Mozart and Chopin, as well as Rachmaninoff and Prokofiev. Bowing deeply to the audience here in the Kuzovitsky Music Shed, turns, faces the orchestra, heads out to the stage door. He continued his cycle of all the Prokofiev piano concertos with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra to celebrate the 125th anniversary of both the orchestra and the birth of the composer. Today marks his first appearance of the BSO at Tanglewood, where he previously performed Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3. That was with the TMC Orchestra in August of 2014. You can hear the cheers and bravos. He's coming up. Maybe we will have an encore. We'll see. Many in the audience standing up down front. We'll have an encore.
Thank you.
That was Nikolai Lugansky following a performance of the Prokofiev Piano Concerto No. 3, treating to the thousands out here at Tanglewood today with an encore. That was Rachmaninoff's Prelude in G-sharp minor, Opus 32, No. 12. A soloist appearing regularly throughout the world, major symphony orchestras and also festivals. Also an award-winning recording artist, recorded a recital CD featuring Rachmaninoff's piano sonatas, and his most recent release features Schubert's C minor sonata and impromptus. Here he is, Nikolai Lugansky. I'm sure he's pleased with the reception he's getting this afternoon from the audience here at Tanglewood. Puts his hand over his heart, bowing, waves to the orchestra, and heads to the stage door of the Kruzovitsky Music Shed. What an afternoon for Nikolai Lugansky. Well, stay with us. There's much more ahead in this WCRB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, coming to you from the Kruzovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood.